You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. With this Memorial Weekend, we will honor and remember those in the U.S. military who have lost their lives. It's a time that can be especially difficult for surviving loved ones. But Gold Star mother Betsy Reed Schultz is offering a place of retreat, an idea to help Gold Star family members. She started the Captain Joseph House Foundation in honor of her son. And Ms. Schultz is joining us today for the uplift. Hi, Betsy. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Ruth, Beth, for having me. This is a wonderful opportunity to talk with you and to your audience and to share more information about the project and the Gold Star families who have been left behind.
Would you start by telling me about your son, Captain Joseph Schultz?
Well, he's actually a Sacramento boy, grew up most of his years there, graduated from El Camino High School. He was very involved with politics, with community service, for programs in the community for students and for families. From there, he went to University of Oregon and completed his political science and economics degrees and began working with the former Lieutenant Governor Gray Davis, and then with him when he became the governor. Moved forward to Washington, D.C., where he worked as an appointee under the administration of President Clinton. So he's been on both sides. He's been on the political side. He's also been on the military side, giving, and has always been committed to whatever project, whatever activity that he's involved in. And was there in Afghanistan when he was killed on Memorial Day weekend of 2011.
He was a decorated Army Special Forces Detachment Commander, and he was leading his troops at the time. And because it was Memorial Weekend, I can imagine that this is always a tough time for you. It seems that this also is why you wanted to open your heart to families in your situation.
Absolutely. In fact, within the days after Joseph had been killed, and I was at Dover Air Force Base to welcome him home from Afghanistan. It's a special transfer service as the men and women come in, and their families are invited to be at Dover Air Force Base to greet their family, to have their first opportunity to actually really begin the grieving process. And I felt there was a need then that there needed to be something in addition to what is available through your local veteran services, other private Gold Star programs, but on a more personal families to family with no more three families at a time together and share their stories, their life after. And my former bed and breakfast seemed to be a perfect place to create this foundation and this opportunity.
So you took your bed and breakfast and you decided to transform it. It's in Port Angeles, Washington. Is it completely now a place of retreat? Is it open as a home to Gold Star families?
We are doing the final remodel portions of it. It's been a very long labor of love project with over 24,000 volunteer hours.
Wow.
And local contractors and businesses who have donated time and dollars and in-kind services to make this happen. So it really is the original barn raising or Joseph House raising in any community. It is the first one of its kind in the country, and it is not open. We hope to finish up all the remodel during these next couple of months and do a soft opening in 2020, where we'll bring several families out and see how we do and go from there.
So the idea is that families can stay for a week and just have time together.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Be apart from the daily grind, I guess, and really remember their loved one.
That and not having to be worried about who's going to pay the bill. This is an all-expense-paid respite week from Sunday to Friday, three families a week, and there'll be different families each week. And they will come, and there will be all kinds of activities available with families, indoor, outdoor, on the peninsula. It's an absolutely beautiful setting for just getting out in nature and fresh air and natural settings is one of the most soothing, healing medicines that we can have. And certainly, as you know, and listening to your previous guest, the COVID-19 certainly has affected all of us across the world and country and within every community to provide safe and healthy places to continue projects. And we're in the middle of that same situation, and we're slowly opening Captain Joseph House as a construction site in phase one to bring volunteers and contractors back in to work on the house.
With your son's connections to Sacramento, is your hope that there's a Captain Joseph House in Sacramento sometime?
Well, the plan originally was that there would be four additional, southwest, a northeast, southeast, and then a midwest. And we would be looking at a community. I'm not saying Sacramento wouldn't be a place. It has to do with funding, location, ability to support such a project in a new, in the next community. We would certainly want to be in an area where we had a greater access to military communities, which you are. And so it's to be decided. We want to get Captain Joseph House, Port Angeles, up running smoothly and moving forward and getting the feedback that, yes, Captain Joseph House is a place where Gold Star families will find comfort, camaraderie, long-lasting relationships from any age, a smallest child to the most elderly family member who happens to come, that it sustains a relationship long beyond their visit for their respite to Captain Joseph House.
And the Gold Star description goes back to World War One, I believe. It does describe a family member who has lost a loved one in military service. And so a little bit of math says that next year is going to be the 10-year anniversary. I'm so hopeful and encouraging of what your group might be able to do between now and then, so that at that 10-year anniversary, there's really something additionally remarkable to talk about. But Betsy, before we leave you, in reading about your son, he had this practice of leading from the front. And I can't help but think how proud he is and will continue to be of your decision here with everybody to do the same, to lead from the front, which it seems you are doing for so many.
Thank you, Beth. That's a really generous comment. I would guess for wherever he is probably very proud, but he's also probably scratching his head going, Mom, what are you doing now? Because that would always be, you know, as I started a new project or gotten involved in some program, now what are you doing? And so, yes, I hope he is proud. I'm sure he is. And I think he knows the importance that we have a place for families to gather and find comfort, and that he is part of it through his memory and honoring all the fallen heroes. Since 9/11, there are little over 7,100 families that would qualify to Captain Joseph House. That's our start date, is those who have lost. And Joseph House mission means to honor the fallen hero by caring for those left behind. And every week we have new families left behind. So we need Joseph House up and running and getting families here. So I really appreciate you giving me time today.
Betsy, I want to continue this conversation. I'll note that there's a virtual Memorial Day service posted on the Foundation's Facebook page after 2 p.m. on Sunday, and we'll post a link so that more people can get involved. Thank you so much for your time, all of the information. And as a Gold Star mother, I'd like to thank you and your family for all of the service and all you're doing for our country.
Thanks very much, Beth, to all of you.
That's Betsy Reed Schultz. The Captain Joseph House Foundation link will be on our website. That's Insight for Today. I'm Beth Ruyak.